Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1316, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And wishing you a very happy Good Friday if you celebrate. Now, if you're wondering about me and my background and my credentials, why I call myself Dr. Neil, well, I do have my Doctor of Public Health degree, where my emphases were chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree, where my emphases were health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've published peer-reviewed research, I've presented my research at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the things I talk about on this show. But anyways, enough about me. I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Luis from Ottawa, Canada writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I've been listening to your podcast for over a year and I love it. You have taught me so much. My question is there such a thing as a fat-burning heart rate zone in exercise? And if there is, what does it do? Thank you for your answer and for your great work." Thank you so much for your question, Louise, and for taking the time to send me your question. I'm so thrilled that you found us and that the show has been helpful. Now, I still remember, I was taking my first exercise physiology class in graduate school. We had just spent 2 weeks discussing all of the crazy metabolic pathways, how the body burns certain nutrients at different exercise intensities and heart rates, and why all of this happens. And then at the end of those 2 weeks, when I felt like I finally understood everything, my professor asked the class, "So why would it be incorrect for you as a trainer to force a client to stay in their fat-burning heart rate zone when exercising?" I was like, wait, didn't we just spend the past 2 weeks discussing why this was a good idea? Luckily, my professor didn't call on me, because that probably would have been my response. Well, that or a blank stare. Instead, one of the brightest people in my entire graduate program spoke up and said, "Well, it's misleading because the body will ultimately determine whether to burn fat or not. And this isn't based on just exercise intensity or heart rate. It's based on a bunch of things. The body will burn calories when exercising, but ultimately, the body decides where to pull those calories from. It could be fat, or it could be something else." My professor responded with one word: "Exactly." I nodded in agreement, just so I looked like I knew what was going on, but I didn't. My face must have looked like Joey Tribbiani's from Friends when the gang was talking about the PBS special on the history of Korea. Just nodding in agreement, but secretly panicking on the inside. It took me a while, a long while, and a deep dive into the research to figure out just what my super bright colleague meant by all of that. But here's what I initially believed, like so many others. When you work out at a certain intensity, you can burn more fat. Well, turns out this is only about 50% correct. First, what does heart rate have to do with workout intensity? Well, the more intense the workout, the faster our heart rate or our pulse will be. And the higher our heart rate during exercise, the more likely the body will turn to other sources of exercise fuel besides fat. In fact, the body is more likely to use stored sugar, also known as glycogen, as fuel as the intensity of your exercise goes up. So, if we keep our heart rate, or basically exercise intensity, at a moderate level, not too intense, we may burn more fat. That's why you see these fat-burning heart rate zones on a bunch of cardio machines. But here's where it gets a bit fuzzier. Keeping your heart rate in these fat-burning zones may burn fat, or it may not. Whether or not this happens, just like my bright graduate school colleague said, is based on a lot of things. Your current fitness level is one such factor. What you ate before the workout also plays a role. When you ate, your age, your gender, your muscle mass, how long you stay on the machine. Oh, and the machines never tell you where any of that fat that could be being burned comes from. If the body does burn fat during the workout, it's probably fat that's found near the muscle itself, not the fat around the belly button. So again, if we do burn fat during the workout, it's probably fat that's surrounding the muscle, which is not as harmful to our health as the previously mentioned fat around the belly button. Fat around the belly button is much more dangerous to our health. We want to burn fat around the belly button. But to burn fat around the belly button, well, now we're talking more than just working out in the fat burning zone. In fact, it may require just the opposite. Studies are finding that high-intensity activities may be useful for burning body fat, even though it sounds totally counterproductive to what I just talked about with intensities. But performing high-intensity interval training, for example, is not enough to burn fat around the belly button. It's going to help. But we need to also perform resistance training to make our muscles bigger. We need to throw in some lighter intensity cardio too. We need to stay consistently active for weeks, months, and years. We need to occasionally switch up our routines, like we talked about earlier this week, to keep the body adapting and to prevent injury. Oh, and let's not forget about diet. The key is we need to burn calories consistently. We have to change our metabolisms. And to do that, we need to be exercising consistently. That will change the way our body chooses to store and use energy. The more active we are over time, the more likely our body will burn fat as fuel all the time, no matter what we're doing, whether we're staying in our quote-unquote fat-burning heart rate zone, or whether we're watching TV or sleeping or performing high-intensity activities. The key is just move. So while what I just mentioned may sound like a lot of things like, oh, you've got to perform high intensity and lighter intensity and do some mobility and keep adapting, that sounds like a lot, but it doesn't have to be. Just start somewhere. And that somewhere could be ignoring those fat burning zone charts on those cardio machines. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Louise. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I Love OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.